and you are listening to CKUT 90.3 FM, Native Solidarity News. In just a second, we'll be interviewing a council member of the KI First Nation, which is located 600 kilometers north of Thunder Bay, Ontario. And in a press release that went out yesterday, the KI First Nation announced that they would be heading out today to a proposed platinum mining site near Big Trout Lake, which is on their territory, and they'd be heading out to peacefully prevent Platinex Mining Company from attempting to set up a mine. KI is at the same time appealing to the United Nations to pressure Canada to respect their Aboriginal and treaty rights. In the spring of last year, the chief and council, more commonly known as the K-16, were sentenced to 6 months in jail for breach of an injunction that was imposed by the courts on behalf of Platinex Mines. And several months into the jail sentence, the Ontario Court of Appeal actually overturned the conviction, blaming in part the archaic Ontario Mining Act. So in just a second, we'll be coming up and talking to the councillor, Sam McKay, from the KI First Nation, and this is a community that is a fly-in community in northern Ontario. So in just a second, we're just getting the connection here. And if you'll bear with us, we'll be right back with Sam McKay.
Hello, Sam. Are you there?
Hello, I'm here. Yeah.
Give us a picture, a bit of your community, of how many people live there, of what the needs of the community are right now, and what kind of future you'd like to see for your community in the coming years.
Right now, our community, like we're situated about 600 kilometers north of Thunder Bay, and it's a fly-in community. And the lake itself is about 30 plus kilometers long. 30 miles long and about 16 or 18 miles at the widest point. And the lake itself is pretty much wide open except for the north shore, where most of the islands are, and the south half is basically open water. And the community is on the northeast shore of the lake itself. And the community is about 1,200 plus population. And it's a fly-in community. Mm. And we have the same needs as any other First Nation anywhere in Canada. We have housing issues, we have health issues, we have social issues, we have education issues, because everything is underfunded.
Sam, in the press release today, yesterday it was sent out, James Truesler, president and CEO of Platinex Mines, sent a letter to Chief Donnie Morris informing the community that Platinex would be out on the mine site today. Can you give us an update? Has there been any attempt to set up a mine?
No, Platinex postponed their flight until tomorrow because due to weather. We were informed 9 o'clock this morning by the OPP from Pickle Lake that they had received a letter from Platinex indicating that they were postponing their flight into their supposed site, and that they were going to do it tomorrow. We did eventually get a copy of that letter from the OPP, and that letter was addressed to Chief Donnie Morris, but we still haven't received that letter here today officially from Platinex.
I also heard a recent update that the OPP, is it true the OPP plans to arrest people, or what is their stance? Have they said anything to you?
What they've told us is that they're only there to keep the peace. And yes, there might be potential for charges laid or possible arrests if there's any criminal acts, i.e., in their perspective and in their judgment, mischief, intimidation, or assaults.
Okay, would that include being on the proposed mine site?
No.
Okay. Maybe
they're claiming that they're not there to enforce the injunction. by the court order.
Last summer, there's a series of consultations around the Ontario Mining Act, which was based on the principle of free entry mining. Can you talk about KI's involvement in that process and what the results were?
KI did an independent submission to the Modernization of the Mining Act. And it is our understanding that our submission was never taken into consideration or involved and included in the proposed Mining Act.
What had you proposed?
Also, I can't tell you off the top of my head, but it's everywhere. I got too many things going on in my head right now, and but I could get a copy of it somehow.
Okay.
It's here somewhere, but I just don't have it off the top of my head. It's also of our understanding that we don't support the proposed Mining Act. We have made that very clear. We have did another submission just a couple of weeks ago in Thunder Bay regarding Bill 173 and Bill 191. And we cannot accept them as they are currently.
Can you outline the appeal you made to the United Nations Committee on the Elimination of Racial Discrimination regarding treaty and Aboriginal rights?
We are asking the United Nations because we feel that we're not getting due consideration with our concerns regarding our Aboriginal treaty rights. Canada, the federal government, has been very quiet and staying out of this, and they're not taking any participation in all of this, and being signatory to Treaty 9. We signed Treaty 9 with the federal government on behalf of the British Crown. And our Aboriginal treaty rights and our Aboriginal title to the land is at stake here, and Canada should be involved. And that was the whole premise of our filing a complaint against Canada to the United Nations.
I know that your First Nation, you signed a treaty with the federal government back in 1929.
Mm-hmm.
And in your understanding, does that treaty... does that treaty place limits on what a mining company or another extraction industry can do? Does the treaty have something to say about your rights to this land and about consultation? Okay.
And the problem that we're having is the understanding and the true spirit and intent of the treaty that was signed. If you can travel back in time to 1929, our people did not understand or speak a word of English.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this document that was pre-written, predetermined in Ottawa, or basically copied from the Treaty 9 that was signed in James Bay, and or previously in 19... I can't even remember now. But anyway, it was signed, and we were an adhesion to that. And what that document spells out in black and white is that we surrendered all our lands, but from the teachings of our elders, and when we were in jail last year, there was one elder from Sachigo Lake First Nation that came to visit us, and he was there at the signing of the treaty.
Wow.
And he told us that is not the case. That is not the understanding of the people that signed the treaty. It was supposed to be a treaty of friendship and cohabitation and coexistence. We never surrendered our land, and that's the problem. As far as KI is concerned, our traditional territory is our God-given land from the Creator. We were placed here, and this land was given to us for our use. And Ontario to come in and say, you surrendered that, that's mine. You have no business having a say in what happens in that territory. And that's the conflict.
Yeah. And because there's been this conflict between you and the government, finally, what has the attitude of the company been? Have they shown any attempt to work in good faith with you to work around this problem?
In the words of the president of Platnex, James Tressler,
yeah,
treaty is none of my business. He said that to my face.
Mm.
And that's his attitude.
What would the effects of the mine be on your territory if it does go ahead? What does that mean for your community?
I've said this over and over again. There is major risk at stake here for our environment, our way of life. And we've been told, I've personally been told, what's the big deal? It's only a 2-inch diameter hole that we want to drill. And that's how Platnex and MNDM has approached us. And they don't want to look beyond the first 2-inch hole. But how we see it holistically, if that first 2-inch hole is successful, it's going to lead to a full-scale mining. And at one point in the early stages of this conflict, since I've been involved, since 2005, 2006, I remember clearly in a community meeting here in Bitrote, Jim Tressler saying this was going to be an open pit mine. But he's changed his tune publicly since then and saying it's not going to be an open pit mine. And my point is, the site, it's about 30 kilometers from our community, but it's only 17 kilometers from the south shore of our lake where that site is. And there's two river systems coming from that site flowing into our lake. And if the exploration is successful and if it leads to a full-scale mine, and we also believe that it's going to be an open pit mine because that's what we were told initially, but Jim Tressler has changed his tune on that. And if they are successful, there's going to be detrimental impact on the environment. There's spawning grounds, there's migratory routes, there's medicinal areas, and it flows right into our lake. And if something happens, even though they're saying it's not going to have an impact on your Aboriginal and treaty rights of hunting, trapping, and fishing, but if they destroy the water, if they destroy the land, if they destroy those things, it's going to have a detrimental impact on our treaty rights. And they're saying this has nothing to do with treaty rights.
And what kind of relationship would you like to see, or what kind of attention would you like to get from the federal government? Because we unfortunately in the news we often only hear about communities like yours when there's a conflict. But what kind of new relationship would you like to create if you had a choice?
We'd like to have an equal say in anything that happens in and around our traditional territory and have equal benefits as the government.
Mm-hmm.
It shouldn't be just the government benefiting from resource development or any other development.
Okay. Is there anything you want to add for our listeners before we sign off? Hopefully you can update us if there's more activity on the proposed mine site tomorrow or in the coming weeks, but is there anything you'd like to say right now?
It's KI's hope that this does not escalate to a physical conflict, mm-hmm, and that we can resolve this. And but at this point, we're at a very precarious situation, and we don't know what the outcome is going to be tomorrow when Platnex arrives. And we just hope that they won't come and that Ontario will intervene. As our chief had asked Minister Gravel of Ministry of MNDM to revoke the permits that they had given to Platnex without our pre-fire informed consent. And we haven't had any response to that effect. And we've written a letter to Minister Gravel. We haven't got a response to that. We've written to the Premier. We got no response whatsoever.
Mm.
Thank you, Sam, for coming on Native Solidarity News. We appreciate you taking time. And
yep,
we, too, hope that things don't escalate and you find some kind of peaceful agreement.
Yeah.
And your rights are respected.
Okay.
Yep. Talk to you
Thank
later.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
And we just heard from KI Councillor Sam McKay, who is anticipating blocking or preventing Platnex Mining Company on their territory tomorrow. So we will continue to provide updates here at CKUT on the situation in KI, which is 600 kilometers north of Thunder Bay.